Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is November the 15th, 2023, Wednesday evening, November the 15th, 2023. And we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to listen to the word of God that will change your life forever. One word from God will change your life forever if you get a hold of that. And another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, and his ability. For he gives us the strength and the encouragement. And he uplifts us and gives us his authority and power, his wisdom and his knowledge, to be able to go throughout the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so glad to be with you, and that you come to the oasis, to the booth camp, to the filling station, to the rivers of living water. It is so good to be alive. It is so good to be alive. The breath that God gives us every morning, we just have to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us alive and for giving us another day of living in the light of God's word, his authority and his power and his ability. Amen. So let's get ready and receive the word of God, because the word of God is what's going to change our life, what's going to keep us free from the lies of the enemy, because we have the two-edged sword in our mouth. The Holy Spirit, the greater one, lives in us. He is in us 24/7. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, in Jesus' name. So I have two different things that I'm going to be talking about. But you know how I love to share gold nuggets and things that minister to me. And I pray that they will minister to you too. If you just listen and you obey and do what the word of God says, you'll change every day. Every day you'll change to get gooder and gooder. Not gooder for God to accept you, but you'll be able to see the goodness of God and all that he has provided for you and me. That he loves us so much, we'll see more and more and fall in love with our Father God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is called Usable. And the scripture is 1 Timothy 1:13 through 14. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant. I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant. You may feel that because you've sinned or failed in a certain area, God can no longer use you. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord always wants to work through those who love him. Think about the biblical saints. Moses killed an Egyptian, but the Lord used him to deliver the people of Israel from Egyptian bondage. Jacob was a deceiver, tricking his father, brother, and father-in-law, but God still made him the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Saul was a vicious persecutor of the church, even consenting to the death of Stephen. Yet Christ transformed him into the Apostle Paul, who took the gospel to the Gentiles and wrote a good portion of the New Testament. The difference in their life was this: when they encountered God, they said yes to him. They were willing to turn from doing things their way to doing things God's way. They didn't remain the people they once were. There was change interchange in their inner man. Amen? Their spirit got born again. And they start walking and acting in the way that God called us to all act, speak, and have the nature and the character of Him. Amen? They didn't remain people they were once were. They chose instead to order their lives after God and to follow His plans for them. And today you can do the same. Jesus, I want my life to glorify You. Work through me to draw others to You. Amen? My hope is in Jesus because He can use me to bring glory to His name. And that should be our prayer. Jesus, I want my life to glorify You. Work through me to draw others to You. And the way people will be drawn to You is when they see the love of God. That You don't beat them with a word, but You love them. You might not agree with everything that they do, and you're not going to compromise the Word of God when they're sinning, but You love them. Because that's what God wants us to do, is to love people. We love people, and we let the nature and the character of God shine through our lives. Amen? And every day, our lives are being changed. Every day, it's a new day. His mercies are new every morning. So we just want to thank You, Father, for giving us a new nature. And even when we do sin, Father God, we quickly repent and we get back in line. And You want to use us here on this earth to draw men and women and children to You, Father God, and to give You glory, Father, that they see the glory of God all around us, the light of God, Your love and Your mercy and Your compassion. They see us, Father, and they see Jesus in us, and they wonder, what kind of people are You? We are children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we display the nature and the character of God. The first thing is when we miss it, we ask God to forgive us right away. We get out of the territory of Satan and sin, and we come back to the territory of God's love, where we are to walk in love. Once we get out of the territory of love, then we get into the sin territory of the enemy, and that's where he can have a heyday with us, and we don't want that. We don't want to give him any place in our lives. That's why the Lord says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We are endeavored to walk in the light of God's word. The more we read the word, the more we get it into our spirit, man, the more we fall in love with God. It changes us from the inside out. And all those outer circumstances that try to come against us, they will not be able to penetrate our spirit, man. We will raise up the shield of faith. We will wail the two-edged sword out of our mouth. And we say, Satan and your enemies, back off in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around me. And I walk in the love of God in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for that message. And this is the other one that I want to bring and share with you. Do you know who you are and what you have in Christ? Do you know who you are and what you have in Christ? Most of the Christian world really do not know who they are in Christ nor what they have. If you ask them, do you know Jesus? They say, sure I do. I go to a Baptist church, a Nazarene church, a Lutheran church, a Catholic church. Going to church is not going to save you. Amen? When you accepted Jesus as your Savior, something supernatural happened to you. You were created in Christ Jesus. Can I hear an amen? You were given an inheritance. You were put in Christ Jesus. Something wonderful, marvelous happened inside of you, in your spirit, man. In the physical realm, you were born of your mother. You weren't created, you were born. In the spiritual realm, when you were born of God, you were recreated by God. A change took place. You were reborn, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The past is erased. Can I hear an amen? Our past is erased. What we did in the past is erased. When we got born again, we have a clean slate through the blood of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if you were a prostitute, a thief, a homosexual, a liar, or an alcoholic, or a wife abuser, or an abuser, or a bigamist. When you accepted Jesus, you were cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for you on the cross. The old man, the unregenerated sinful spirit controlled by sin and the devil, is now replaced by a new man created in Christ Jesus. Read Ephesians 4, verses 22-24. Ephesians 4, verses 22-24. The old man moves out and the new man moves in. Can I hear an amen? Amen. We're not what we used to be, walking in darkness and doing sin and being ignorant of the devices of the enemy. No, now we know because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The new birth that occurred in you, in your spirit man, was done by the creative power of God. Jesus never sinned. God took your sin, my sin, and the sin of the whole world, and put them on Jesus on the cross, and then he died in our place, your place and my place. He became our substitute. He took our sin and gave us his righteousness, his right standing with the Father. We didn't do anything to deserve it. We didn't work for it. It is a gift of God provided by Jesus at Calvary through the grace of God. Righteousness is not the way you act. It is what you are. Righteousness is not the way you act. It is what you are. We have a right standing with God, and we have the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. We have become sons and daughters of God because we are part of the family, the part of the family of heaven and earth. Amen. We have certain rights and privileges that the world does not have because we are His sons and daughters. Yes, amen. We are. Aren't you glad that we no longer live in darkness? We no longer are dominated by sin and Satan. No more, no more. We've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But still, that doesn't, just because we're children of God, that doesn't mean that we continue to sin. No, we should be sinning less than what we were doing in the world, because we have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And we don't want to hurt our Father or Jesus or the Holy Spirit. We want to walk in the righteousness of God, always having a right standing. And when we sin, we repent right away. We come into the territory of God and we stay in the territory. But if we miss it and we end up getting into the territory of sin and the enemy, we repent right away and get back into the territory of God, where it is the realm of love. That is love. His territory is love territory. Amen? Where we can get in there, and that's where we belong, and Satan has no legal right. Amen? If you have anger, unforgiveness, or you're being offended, or you are holding grudges, or have anger or bitterness, unbelief and doubt, throw it out. Say, that's the territory of sin and of Satan. We want to stay in the territory of the love of God. In His territory, there is only love. Amen. And that's where we belong. So just rejoice that you are in the kingdom of God, that we have a Father God that loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting love. So we just want to say thank you so much for coming in and listening and getting all the word that God has for you that will strengthen you, will encourage you, uphold you, and stabilize you, and get you rooted and ground in the Word of God and in His love that will sustain you for the day. This is the manna, new fresh manna that God wants us for today. Tomorrow's another day, and God will give us fresh manna for tomorrow. So let's take advantage of the manna, the new manna, fresh manna that He gives us today, and walk in the light of God's Word. We love you, and thank you for listening to us on Wednesday online. And then thank you so much for listening to us on YouTube on Sundays that we are in. First is Kingdom Family Church comes online on YouTube. So we just want to, and it's a video so you can see us and hear us. And we pray that everything is good with you, that you're advancing in the kingdom of God, and you're growing in the Word of God and growing in the love of God. We love you so much, and we thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next Wednesday for another Daily Bread. Amen. Love you. Have a blessed evening. We love you. God bless you. Thank you again.